Hello and welcome to Youth Today, a safe space where young people get to share their experiences, discuss some issues, and basically give each other some advice. And I'm your host, Michelle Marie Mula. Here in the studio, we have Tanaka and Zikani. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And our topic is Sabbath keeping. So before we even go deep into it, I'm going to go straight to the Bible, and I'm going to read Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11, basically, which is, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall do no any work, neither nor your son or your daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animal nor alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy."
Amen.
Yeah, so that's simple. Like, the Sabbath day is something that we observe on the daily, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go with you, Tanaka. You're a doctor. How practical is it to like share it, to like observe the Sabbath?
I think it's sometimes difficult, especially in the sense where I think, coming from being a student, actually, you have so much work to do, you have so much studying to do, and sometimes you need that Sabbath because that's the only day you're free. So you're in class, you're at the hospital from Sunday to Saturday, and sometimes when you are free, that's the Sabbath. And for me, I think I was able to just be able to balance, and I told myself that from Sabbath sunset to like Sabbath, that's Friday sunset to like Saturday sunset, that's Sabbath, and that's the day that God has set aside for me. And it's so important, even though, you know, we tell each other that it's like a free day, that's the one day that we've been given, and it's so important to actually utilize it for the rest that God has given us.
That's so true, and it's beautiful in text. Actually, it's quite easy when you are under the roof of your parents. I'm sure you've experienced this, right?
Yes, being under the roof of your parents, they force you to adhere to keeping the Sabbath, and they teach you, train you as you're a child.
Yeah,
that this is what you should do, and this is how you should keep the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Yeah, yeah.
The danger is that it can become a routine as you grow up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it becomes more of like a habit rather than, this is, I know why I'm doing this. I'm keeping the Sabbath because of ABCD. And then that little bridge when you move from like home and then you finally go, whether it's university to living on your own and becoming independent. Like, how was it for you, Zikani?
Well, it was a bit difficult. I shouldn't even lie that it came easy, knowing that you've been trained to do this and to keep the Sabbath holy in this way and this matter. But as you grow up, that verse in Proverbs that says, "Train a child up when he's young, and when he's older, you shall not part from it." It's true. All of a sudden, you feel strange not observing the Sabbath.
Yeah,
something in you actually tells you that, you know, something's not right. So that's my experience from to being independent to then observing the Sabbath
on your own.
On my own.
But did you have
to
like
the best of my ability?
Okay. Yes, yes, that's important. To the best of your ability.
Yes.
Because I mean, we always expect ourselves to just keep this standard that if it's keeping the Sabbath, I'm gonna keep the Sabbath always. And then when you just slip a little bit, we tend to fall into like a little bit of a habit where it's like, oh yeah, last week I broke the Sabbath. And it's the simple things, because mobile money, I don't know about you guys, I don't know what you think, but mobile money or like internet, like shopping and everything makes things a little bit less personal. Like, what, like, do you get, like, I found myself, I know, buying myself, whether it's paying for a bill, whether it's buying like something sometimes, and I forget, I'll be honest, I forget. And then it's the type of thing, like, before, it was before I knew why I was actually observing the Sabbath. So it was one of those things, like, I would forget, and I'd be like, oh, no, it's just online. I'm not going to a store. Like, have you guys had that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Is it resting, though, shopping online?
It's not.
It's not resting. It's not. Because you're still purchasing things on a Sabbath.
True.
And I think we're not supposed to purchase things on Sabbath. We're not supposed to do certain things. We're supposed to rest in Christ.
Yeah.
And so the moment we start doing things that we do during the week, things that we're supposed to do from Sunday to Friday, then we're breaking the Sabbath.
Yeah, because it basically says that we should refrain from doing anything else but only focusing on the Lord's work, which is like basically from sunset on Friday.
Yeah.
That means shutting off everything, whether it's social media, because you get those notifications if you're a football, as you can tell, I'm already a football fan. So it's like I get notifications. So it's like simply just, what would you do in that situation?
Well, you have to be above it.
Uh-huh.
You have to be above it in principle.
Mm-hmm.
Practically, you have to try your best not to look at your phone, not to check those notifications, and just stay away from it.
Yeah.
That's the best I can say. Just try to stay away from it. Because I have the same temptation. Mm-hmm. Where on Saturday, Manchester United is playing, and you... Luckily enough, we've been playing on Sundays a lot, but either way, we keep it the Sabbath.
Yeah.
But yeah, you check your notifications and you're like, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to be focusing on this game at the moment. I need to focus on keeping the seventh day holy in its right.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. And it's basically just being on top of the game for you. If it's your notifications, you know that you look at your phone often, you could literally just put like it on Do Not Disturb, or just tailor your Twitter, like turning off your notification, don't you think?
Yeah, you can, but like I feel like sometimes just switching off your notifications is not enough, because you're still going to go to your phone and you still have those apps coming up.
Yeah.
So you see your Twitter, you see your Instagram, you see your WhatsApp. What are you then doing in that situation? Are you going to click on the apps and tell yourself, you know, it's okay?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to switch off your phone completely?
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out something interesting about that verse about keeping the Sabbath. Usually we focus on keeping the Sabbath on Saturday, the seventh day, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset.
Yeah.
But have you ever taken note of the 6 days? Actually, this just came to...
as
someone was preaching last Sabbath
on
the 6 days, Exodus chapter 20.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that if you do not labor in those 6 days, this is the point of view.
You can't rest.
You can't rest on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So if you're not laboring on the 6 days, you're actually also breaking the Sabbath.
That's true.
So if you don't have work to do, say like on Sunday, and you're just resting, like just sleeping, you're breaking the Sabbath.
But, like, in what sense?
The whole commandment. You should look at the whole commandment as a whole.
Uh-huh.
Not just selecting parts of it.
Okay.
Like, so this section of it.
6 days you shall
labor. Well, 6 days you shall labor. Sunday, find something to do.
Monday, same thing.
Monday, the same thing.
Tuesday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
But when it comes to Friday sunset, you rest.
You rest.
So you can only... It's a little bit like a reward, basically.
Yeah.
To yourself, even.
Yes.
Because sometimes we may look at it as the Sabbath. Oh, I have to put everything away.
Mm.
And like, if you're a workaholic and you love to work every day, it's like, oh, I have to. Who's gonna check my emails and all of that? But it should be more of a reward that if you do really stick to the whole verse, you're laboring throughout the whole week.
Mm.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
To do with that. So. Ideally, on Sabbath, we come to church in the morning and we come back for afternoon programs. And sometimes you find that that can be quite tiresome in itself. And I think one problem I used to have was that I used to choose to sleep through my Sabbath afternoons because that was the only time I actually got to rest. But at the same time, I realized that that's not the rest that we're actually being told to do. And so... why would it be so wrong to, you know, observe the Sabbath and then set aside my Sunday for rest, be it sleep or whatever it is?
Then that brings up the question of what type of rest are you doing on Sabbath?
Mental. In that case, it would be mental rest, wouldn't it?
It also has to be physical rest.
But then how can you refrain from that if you are an elder at church or you're serving at church?
But that's not regarded as work.
But it's still physical work because those deacons be moving chairs, bro.
Exactly. That is
not, that's serving. And in fact, the Bible, it says labor, which the original Hebrew translation, I've just forgotten the particular word for it, but it's supposed to be translated to serve. So even in the weekdays, you're supposed to serve in terms of like stewardship, and you're taking care of the things for the Lord, as you're, because you're laboring and you're working for things, for the Lord. So the same seventh day where you're supposed to rest.
Okay, but what kind of rest are we talking about?
Physical.
Physical
mental,
rest could be me just relaxing.
Emotional.
And deciding I'm just going to rest today and I'm not going to do anything.
But the verse also says observe the Sabbath.
Okay. With that one, I think I'm going to look for a verse for y'all. Because there's a verse in Isaiah that says, we're going to read it. We're going to read it actually after the break. Okay? And I think it's going to answer all of like that question, because that also got me thinking and it reminded me of a verse. So thank you, everybody. We're gonna now just go away for a little break and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. So I found the verse for you guys. It's Isaiah 58, verse 13. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the... It even has a bonus. And I will cause you to rise on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father, Jacob. That was the Lord speaking to Jacob. But it's basically saying that we should keep away from our own will, our own way. So even if it's carrying those chairs in the pews, you can do that as long as you're serving for the Lord. I think it's in black and white.
I think that brings me back to the question you asked me earlier on about what you would do as a doctor. I think something that I find consolation in is the fact that when we're in the hospital, we are actually serving people. And so in that sense, it's okay. And I remember having a discussion with someone, and they told me that if you do have to work, say you're on call or something on the Sabbath, then you... whatever money that you would have made on that day should go to charity. I don't know how practical it is.
I was about to say.
But ideally, that should be what happens. So you basically spend the day serving others.
Okay. That's interesting. Because, like, I've also struggled with that. Because there's certain careers, like, doctors, nurses, and I guess even soldiers who are fighting, like, on the front line. I don't know. Like, how...
Even some businesses,
Even some businesses, like, essential businesses, like...
essential businesses, say...
lodges.
Tourism sector.
Yeah.
Finance sector. Even hospitals are businesses, if you think about it.
Yeah, but they're serving.
Exactly.
They're providing a service.
But they're saving lives, so that's the way of the Lord, because the Lord gives them the skills, and they're able to actually serve others and save lives. Because without them, the people would be dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
So without the danger of being a Pharisee, how far should you go in observing the Sabbath with the occupation that you occupy, but basically in the terms of work that you do, without being a Pharisee? Because you know how the Pharisees were going about it, where you even put a handkerchief on there. Can't wipe, can't... even driving to church would be a sin.
I think that we ought to try as much as possible to make sure that we observe the Sabbath, regardless of what occupations mm-hmm. We have. And so even with, be it the finance sector or the tourism sector, whatever you do should mm-hmm. be able to give glory and honor to God mm-hmm. on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And I know that sometimes it's difficult and you have no choice, but you have to try as much as possible to just make sure that you observe the Sabbath.
Mm. So it's the guidance your friend gave you, so you're doing a business and it provides the service on Sabbath. Should that also go to charity? Or
let's just be thankful that we live in a country that pays you your salary. Mm. So unless if you want to calculate, you know, the nitty gritties and take it out, that's an option. Mm. But maybe it's up to you and the Lord, like your relationship with God as well. Because there's certain things that you find yourself doing if you really do have a relationship with God. Because I can give you an example. When I was in uni, I went to an Adventist one. Mm. But, like, still on Sabbath, people would still be breaking the Sabbath. Yeah. Like, people would have parties in their room and everything. And I would go to church and I'd be the weird one. And then, like, you know, go into junior year. And then all of a sudden, you start falling into tune. And everybody else is, like, you know, having a movie party or whatever. And you're just sitting there. So I'm not really observing. I'm just listening. Yeah. Mm. But and then eventually it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy my bundle today. It ran out. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was just, I caught myself slipping with my relationship with God. Mm. And then I started, like, you know, being in tune. And you mentioned train up your child in the way of the Lord. Yeah. But even if it's something new to you, if you have this relationship with God and you're reading his word and you're reading verses like this, you're going to instantly say, oh, I can't do this on Sabbath. Today is the day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right?
True. True.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you have creative ways and activities you can actually, like, that are fun and youthful and are practical other than just going for prayer band with, because usually a prayer band has old ladies, you know, when you go there, they're older people, so you might not find your friends. So
you might not find your, you know,
your age group.
I think that sometimes we can have, like, for example, potlucks, Bible study with our peers. Just encouraging each other to go for afternoon programs.
Yeah.
And AY for those who are usually younger and, you know, have more time on their hands. Mm-hmm. But if you're also not done with AY, it would be good to go for AY. Yeah. I mean, we see it now where we have, like, a lot of the older generation actually joining AY, you know. And I think that's something that helps to keep you in tune with the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Helps you to not break the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so I think just having things like potlucks, just fellowship lunches, basically, on the Sabbath, just so that you spend time together and then you have a Bible study after, would be really helpful, because then you are guaranteed that you're around, you know.
Your peers,
Your peers.
Yeah, like-minded people.
Yeah, and you're not breaking the Sabbath. Yeah.
But at the moment, being honest, our age group, it's difficult to find us after morning service.
Yeah.
It's difficult to find us in that.
That's true.
Very difficult.
I mean, the problem is, okay, I will say on my part, when I see my mom and dad at, like, Adventist Youth, I don't want to go, because we spend enough time together. Honestly. So it's like, if I'm going to church and my parents are also wearing the AY uniform, it's like, and then you see, like, some old people, some grandparents in there, and they're in your class. Like, the discussions are wild, guys.
Yeah. It's definitely not the same. You can't relate. Mm-hmm. So it actually just makes everything very awkward and less enjoyable as it would have been with your peers.
Yeah.
You also can't be free in the way you comment, to say you misinterpret a verse and your parent is looking at you.
This is how you think.
I haven't trained you well. You know? So it's difficult.
Yeah, but we can also use the advantage of, again, we said we should stay off social media, but I'm going to flip it on the other side. Mm. Social media can be used to actually meet people who, even if you don't have like-minded people or fellow Sabbath keepers, you can have someone in Romania and you're all the way in Brazil. You guys could have, like, actual activities that have been timed out and where maybe you can have a prayer session. Or there are even some groups that you don't even know the people who are on them. And they host some prayer rooms on Zoom. And you will always find someone praying.
Yeah.
Or worship. Or sermons as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you specified Zoom. because there are other social media platforms that wouldn't allow you, with the temptations that are on that platform, wouldn't allow you to engage in those activities on Sabbath.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, like, I think even with social media, for example, Facebook, there's some churches or conferences that I've actually come across that tend to stream live sessions of like the service on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to utilize social media, I guess it should be for situations like those where maybe you're not in a position to go to church physically, but you're able to connect your phone. You can watch those. And sometimes you even have, you know, afternoon programs as well, Sabbath school, divine service, and you tend to watch those on Facebook and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're going to be using the platform to minister to others on the Sabbath. But I think that if you're not going to use it for those things on the Sabbath, then we should try as much as possible to not.
Yeah. And just another added thing, it kind of links to what Sukani said. Those 6 days, I'm going to take this as an IT professional. That algorithm, all of these platforms have algorithms.
Yes.
So if you're searching up things that are unholy on Monday through Friday, you can't expect it when it comes to the Sabbath hours, those things will go away. Because it's learning as you're using it. So if you are, like, you know, representing Jesus online already, you're sharing a verse. On Sabbath, I don't see why those other things shouldn't come. Because you can literally block certain things from coming.
Yeah.
And then you have a particular platform where, you know, at least if you're switching to Twitter, this will be the one where I'm updated with the news and stuff. But if I'm using Facebook to pretty much worship and glorify God, on Sabbath, you're going to get those pictures from, like, you know, Aunt Susan and wherever she is. She's posting her Sabbath friendly or whatever. Or you get your friends there and then they update you. Oh, yeah, these are the pictures we took on Sabbath. So you can also use social media as a nice flagship. But you kind of need to do it also during the week because it's those 6 days.
Those 6 days are important.
Yeah.
Those 6 days are very important.
Yeah.
That's why they're in that commandment there.
Yeah. And in fact, you're actually supposed to start preparing for the Sabbath on the first day of the week.
Yeah.
So from Sunday, that's where you start your Sabbath preparations. We shouldn't always have to wait for Friday.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon, because usually, you know, Friday afternoon is the time where you're rushing to make sure you've cooked.
5 o'clock before the sunset.
Exactly. You've prepared your Sabbath meal. You've ironed your clothes and made sure that everything is ready.
Yeah.
So starting from Sunday, you need to make sure that your outfit for next Sabbath is, you know,
on
it's
point.
Sorted.
Yes.
You know what you're what meals you're going to have on Sabbath. You know how you're getting to church.
Yeah.
If you're driving, make sure you fuel your car before, you know, things like that.
I have 2 points. The first one being that those 6 days, if you notice that if you're working during those 6 days, you don't really have time for social media and like, so you can minimize that and it can help you as you're going to the Sabbath.
Yeah.
The second point was actually a question. Is there something wrong with cooking on the Sabbath itself? Cooking the meal for the Sabbath.
That one is a debatable point, I'll be honest, because I think it goes back to the whole labor part. Because if you're going to cook a tedious meal that's going to take you away from doing the Lord's work, then probably. But again, I don't have all the answers because now we have microwaves and stuff. So if you've cooked the night before, things are already laid out and you just have to quickly just put it together. That, I guess that would be okay because it's not breaking the Sabbath.
But in the country that we live in, say after Cyclone Freddy, blackouts are there for 5 days and you can't keep things in the fridge. And you know this for a fact. And the only day to eat is
cook.
Bro,
just make a sandwich. Just make a sandwich. Just make a sandwich. Something easy, really quickly.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the whole point of the Sabbath day is to keep the Lord's, you know, the Lord's will and to follow Him and take delight in the day and enjoy and catch up with those friends that you haven't seen all week. It should be something that you look forward to.
Yeah.
And before we go, do you guys have anything that you feel you've missed out on because of the Sabbath? Like, have you gained or lost more?
I think that for me personally, there's a lot that happens on the Sabbath that I can't attend, be it, you know, birthday parties, birthday lunches, people just wanting to maybe, you know, meet up on a Sabbath. And because it's a Sabbath, I can't exactly make it. weddings mm-hmm. and, you know, all those things. So I've definitely missed out on those, but I don't think that I would say I've necessarily lost. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that those who actually understand would understand, and it would be okay. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, life, and sometimes in life you have people who would not necessarily understand and take it personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I'd say I've lost. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've actually gained that. I think that just being able to observe and be guided in that manner has definitely strengthened my relationship with mm-hmm. the Lord.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm. Yeah. Yes, Ikari, and you?
From a business person's perspective, uh-huh. there are times where people want to require your services mm-hmm. on Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And it's also recently, thankful to my fiancé,
Congratulations again.
that actually advised me. There was an opportunity that came that we had to release a car on Sabbath. But she was like, no, you know, another business will come.
Mm.
And it's okay. And I took that advice to heart. And you find that you gain more. And something else did come, something better.
Yeah.
That doesn't require you to work on the Sabbath.
So the Lord always pulls through.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
So if you follow his commandments, as he says in Isaiah, he will
always.
He will always give you the riches according to your Father who is in heaven.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, guys, for coming and discussing the Sabbath keeping. That was a very heavy topic. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, not enough time.
Thank
you so much, guys. All right. Thank you for watching today's episode, and we'll catch you next time.